Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
It's a little shocking.
Yeah.
To find out after dating a guy for 4 or 5 years that he indeed is not a guy, but a woman.
It's a little shy.
I'm in a relationship with her, and I really love her, and I want to be with her. And my family doesn't know, besides my parents, my sisters, my brother. Nobody knows, and I have to hide it. And I feel like I'm going to be with her for the long run. So I don't know how to come about telling anybody.
We've been doing this show for a while here. It takes a lot to shock us.
And all of us are shocked in this one.
It's a good one.
I want to ask her,
a showstopper.
She said that her parents do know about him being a her now, but we never asked what their reaction to that was.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kim's back. Hey, Kim.
Hello.
Well, how do your parents feel about her being a her?
Well, obviously they were furious, infuriated that this was done to me. And my mom has kind of expressed in not so many words that she doesn't, approve of the fact that, you know, I'm living with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know on my dad's part, he's never really expressed it. I mean, I know the fact of it is it's not that I'm coming out because I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed to be with her. And it's not the fact of my family not accepting the fact that I'm gay. It's the fact that they all met
It's the him. Deception.
Mm-hmm. Well, they met him. So how do I introduce him as her to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how, like, my grandmothers, my aunts and uncles, my sister, my brother.
Y'all sitting around Thanksgiving. So tell us how you guys met.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing. They already know him.
Like, the grandparents are like,
That's what she's saying. Her extended family knows
him. Oh,
man.
Oh, okay.
They've been dating for 4 years.
How do you sit down on Thanksgiving and say,
we have an announcement
to make?
Well, guess.
It's not, it's not coming out. It's,
you're getting married.
By the way.
No. Oh, no, we can't legally.
Damn. Right, yeah.
Well, I know that.
We got about 5 minutes to rattle through calls here. Good morning, Steven. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just moved to Atlanta, and you guys are like the only radio show I've ever been able to listen to, so you guys are just like great.
Thank you.
Give us time.
The only thing I can give advice, I'm ex-military, and me and my partner have been together for about 3 years, and my parents just found out about a year ago. I came out to the whole family because I fell around that situation that you don't want to tell your family until you're absolutely sure you love someone. The only thing I could tell you, though, is just be prepared because my whole dad's side of family doesn't talk to me anymore.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Well, they've got a bunch to chew on here. I mean, well, this just isn't my daughter is seeing a woman and is living with her. This is my daughter is with a person that deceived her for 7 years. How do I get over that as a parent?
I think it seems to me with your parents, the deception is the offensive issue, you know?
Absolutely.
Jason, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure and let this young lady know
that I think she's worth a lot more than this relationship. I dated someone for about 4 years, and I spent more time defending the relationship than I actually was in a relationship. I realize now that when you date a manipulator and someone who is not honest with you, that you can't have a relationship with them because everything is just totally storybook. I think that for someone to do that to you, they don't respect you in any way. And I think that, you know, for you to continue to hold on to that, I mean, you're chasing a dream. And, you know, I think that it's very hard for you right now because you have so much time invested in this. But I just think that the best thing for you to do is really stand back and ask yourself, can I trust this person? Mm-hmm. Because looking from the outside, I don't see any trust. There's no way. Mm-hmm. Someone who has this much time and energy to put into giving you everything that you want just so you'll be with them has nothing to offer. They're being selfish. Mm-hmm.
Is this a relationship that's sort of maintained out of desperation for you? Like, do you feel like if the two of you broke up, that there's somebody else out there for you?
It's not the issue. I mean, I think she's definitely my soulmate. I could probably need other people. I could definitely need other people if something were to happen or God forbid, but I don't want to. Hmm. I love her with all my heart, everything that I have, and I want to be with her for the rest of my life.
May I ask you, I have a question. I think this is though more for Melissa about, gayness.
Okay. Gayness. All right.
Like at some point,
H1N1.
Right. The gayness flu. I have a question about gay flu. When you knew that when you were in your teens, right? That
the puberty. As soon as it's puberty hit, I knew.
Okay. So, and if I'm, and, but you did experiment with.
But I didn't want it.
Right. But you experimented with guys or whatever, made out with a couple dudes, Don Johnson or Tubbs or whoever it was.
His name was Don Johnson, my first kiss.
Right. But then, and this, I think this applies to, other gay friends of mine who, like, everybody knew, like, you just know, right? Like, I'm not gay.
But what is
it? I can't relate, but.
Well, I think the thing is, you know, but I won't go into it because what's the point of the question?
Because what if she's not? Like, you just knew.
But there are she considers herself bisexual because she has fallen in love with this person who she's still in love with, even though she knows it's a woman now.
But who she thought was a man when she fell in love with him, her.
So what's the real question here, though, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kim, I mean, you just said to us that you have found your soulmate. You know that. Yeah, it's a woman. It's not what you expected, but you found your soulmate. Your parents know about it. They're not totally supporting it, but they're not against it either. If you know in your heart of hearts that this is the person that you're supposed to be with for the rest of your life, then what is your question?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to tell any of my family, like, well, he is not a he, he's a her. And
well, it's going to start with a 12-pack of beer. And once everybody's had one, then you get the whiskey out and you go, look, I'm going to tell you something.
In all seriousness, I mean, I've shared on this show before, like with Katie and her mom. Like her mom wouldn't even speak my name at one point because she was being protective of her daughter. She didn't want this for her daughter. But then the burden was on me to reach out to, you know, Mama Jo and to be respectful and to, you know, kind of show her I love your daughter and your daughter's not in danger because I'm in her life. And since then, I mean, she and I do things together away from Katie. You know, like we have become close and I have full respect for her and she has respect for me. And so, you know, we built that relationship on trust, on honesty, you know, and pushing through the difficulty of her not kind of hoping that Katie was going to be with a guy, ends up Katie's with a girl. I think your situation, the difficulty is that you have been deceived for so long that your now girlfriend has not made the efforts to reach out to your family and to say all the burden is still on you. You know, it sounds like you're the one having to still defend her and still explain her when her insecurities are what caused her to do this. And that is my concern. I put a lot of blame on her for making your life more difficult, and she needs to be the one to step up and to kind of speak for herself and try to charm your family instead of you having to be the one to defend her. Does that make sense?
Hey, Kim, let me pause here because we do have some last calls that are coming in that feel very passionately about this. I'm hoping to get you some answers before you take off today, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, hold on one sec.
The
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.